Governor Peter Shumlin has been reading the many reports in the financial press that IBM is poised to sell its chip manufacturing division, and he's concerned. IBM employs more than 4,000 Vermonters at its Essex Junction plant, and there's no guarantee that a new buyer would keep that plant open. But Shumlin hopes to help the odds.
What I want is as many tools that I can have in the toolbox to work together with IBM or some future partner, if there's going to be a future partner, to try and make sure that chip making continues here in the state.
The Greater Burlington Industrial Corporation recommended a set of tools for the governor, mostly to make sure whoever owns the plant has plenty of cash and few reasons to leave. GBIC President Frank Coffey presented the recommendations at a news conference Monday.
The first thing is that we recommend that the new Vermont Enterprise Fund of $4.5 million be granted to the IBM campus ownership in full support of the workforce and the campus infrastructure there.
Other proposals include increased workforce training and infrastructure upgrades to the roads and electric system near the plant. Coffey also calls for the suspension of taxes and tariffs for IBM and other major employers in Vermont. But Coffey says the GBIC plan, which includes the outright public purchase of IBM's electrical infrastructure and water treatment plant, doesn't call for any new state funding.
If more resources are needed, then we will work as a team with the leadership in Vermont to try to find a way to find those resources.
As for the $4.5 million enterprise fund the legislature designed this year to keep jobs in Vermont, both Coffey and the Shumlin administration agree it should be used for the IBM facility. But nobody seems to know whom to give the $4.5 million taxpayer dollars to, IBM or whatever company might buy the chip division. Coffey says the money should be deployed on July 1st, the first day it's available.
It would be GBIC's opinion to whoever owns the facility. Right now, IBM owns the facility, and that's all we can count on is that at this point in time.
But for whoever owns the facility, it's unclear if the $4.5 million investment will be enough of a factor to keep the multi-billion-dollar facility in the state. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.